Meals are prepared 5 days a week by the nonprofit Mountain View Food Service. Before the pandemic, there was the option to enjoy such a meal in person with residents of the borough's elderly housing and assisted living facilities. These days, it's delivery only for people 60 and older who don't live in one of those buildings. Delivery numbers vary, sometimes topping 50 meals a day, and the route now is often split by drivers with both the food service and the Petersburg Indian Association.
This is a small group. There's only got 11.
Okay.
It'll range between 11 and the most I've had was 29. And it varies about time of day and the menu.
Retired teacher Victor Troutman has been a weekend driver for PIA's transit van. He agreed to work for them to help with the meal deliveries.
Usually I can get it all delivered in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
You know, you want to get it so it's halfway hot.
Deliveries are from Sandy Beach to Scow Bay, a range of about 5 to 6 miles. Troutman knocks on the door for some residents. Others have a meal dropped off in a specified spot.
Okay, first delivery.
All right.
This one is a little separate. I need to have verification that they're there. Oh, I just can't leave a meal and run.
Yeah.
And with this one, he leaves the tickets on the seat.
Gotcha.
So if the tickets are on the seat, he's there. He just doesn't want to get too close.
PIA is using COVID-19 grant money it received to pay for the deliveries, estimated at around $10,000 through the end of the year. That's emergency funding that has to be spent by the end of the year anyway. Tribal Administrator Tracy Welch says it's a great fit for the local tribal government.
You know, the transportation program continues to evolve here. We've recently brought on the Elder Transit Program. So I think this was kind of a nice evolution of the program, so to speak. Taking care of elders has always been a priority at PIA, so I think this was a natural fit for us to kind of step in and assist where needed.
Welch says PIA worked with Mountain View Food Service to come up with a safe way to do these deliveries.
They already had a system in place for their deliveries, but they've kind of changed things how over the time. Now they are using containers that they can send out to people to their individual homes. They put them in bags. They're delivering from a distance. In some cases, our drivers wear masks. So it's as safe as possible in these trying times.
Welch says PIA has no problem assisting with deliveries as long as needed. It's also a good fit for the driver, Troutman. He gets his mornings off to fish and is able to provide an important service in the evening.
Problem. Enjoy your meal.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.